Hello, customer, are you there?
Yes.
Hello, yes, this is Jaquoia giving you a call back from customer service. How can I help you today?
Yeah, there was a couple of purchases that was made on my card that I didn't authorize or do.
Okay, so can I have your zip code so that I can pull the account up for you?
23175.
Okay, can I have your first and last name, please?
James Reed.
Okay, thank you. And can you verify your address for me, please?
985, P.O. Box 985, Urbana, Virginia 23175. That's 208 Lordmont Road, Urbana, Virginia 23175.
Okay, yes, sir, I do have an account pulled up, the information that was just provided to me. And I do see where back on the 24th of April, two products were ordered, the testosterone and the Selexarin RX for $6.59 and $7.49 to begin a trial. Do you recall those charges, sir?
Yes.
Okay, yes, sir. I do see those other charges you are speaking of, the 87.43 and the 89.65. They were taken out on the 12th of May for those two products. It goes back to that trial, a trial that was begun on the 24th of April for those two products, the testosterone and the Selexarin RX for $6.59 and $7.49. Now, I do see where you paid the $7.49 and the $6.59 as shipping charges to begin the trial. It does state in those terms and conditions that this was a 14-day trial where we ship you out a 30-day supply of the product to see if it is something that's going to work for you. If you decide the product is not for you or you just decide you don't wish to continue with that product, it did state that you had to cancel within those 14 days of that trial period to avoid being billed the full price of the product that you paid the shipping and handling on and received during the trial period. Now, can I ask how the product's working for you?
No, it's not doing well. No.
Okay, sir. So it is important to know that these products that you did order, they are made with all natural ingredients. So it does take time to build the system, but they are very great products. What I can do, I can offer to put this account on a 30-day hold to give you time to try that product out in full and to see the results that you were looking for in the first place.
Okay, and then if I still feel the same, then what can I stop the order, or you know, can I return it, or what do I need to do then?
Yes, sir. You after the 30 days, and you still decided the product isn't working for you, you're not seeing the results that you're looking for, and all that, then you would have to call back in before June the 13th and cancel so you wouldn't be billed for the product and shipped out a new product.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, just hold for one moment while I get your account on a 30-day hold. Just hold for one moment.
What's up, people? She had to bail out early today. Oh, okay. Will that work? They didn't have any wings, so we'll try to make like tenders. That vulture took down a pack of my dad's own brownie mix. We'll do some letters like you all put on Jarrell's and mine. But what do we do with those letters? Anybody hear them? Yeah.
Okay, sir, I am still here. I'm almost done getting this extended for you. Just hold for one moment.
Okay, yeah, I was just talking to my son. We good.
Found a funnel in the road. You already got one like this, I think. Isn't all your tea gone? Yeah.
Okay, sir, so I do have the account on a hold. You won't receive any payments or products for this for anything until you call in and cancel.
Okay.
You have until June 13th to cancel if you're not satisfied with the product and if you don't see the results that you're looking for, you do have to call in before June 13th or on June 13th or anytime before that, because if you don't call in on that 14th, you'll be billed and shipped out a new product. But just call in before the 13th.
All righty. Thank you, dear.
Okay. Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.